any questions that you get from oxen practice that we haven't talked about?
I think the most common question and the most common consultation that I see is doctors are still not yet comfortable with toxicity management of these class of agents. And I think that that's part of our responsibility to actually educate them about that and their staff, and we talked about that before, because we are seeing many patients who I think have had inadequate trials of these targeted agents because they're stopped prematurely for toxicity that other physicians might have been able to manage with more experience. I heard Brian Rini make the following comment, which I thought was a good one. He said, I don't think I really knew how to manage my patients until I've treated about 25 people on an agent. And in an oncology practice where kidney cancer is infrequent, it takes a long time to do that. So if a Brian Rini says that, where he's seeing kidney cancer patients only, I'd ask the oncologist to be patient and understand how to manage the toxicity, because then they'll see the benefit.
What specific management strategies, other than dose reduction or changing the schedule or whatever, do you think are out there that are effective that maybe people aren't as aware of as they should be?
Right. The single most important management strategy that my nurse tells me about all the time is anticipating the toxicities before they occur, letting the patient know what the experience is, when to call, and then what to do, and not to wait until the toxicity is so robust that the only alternative is to stop the drug and think about something else.
But I mean, once you start encountering some of these toxicities, even fatigue, hand, foot, et cetera, are there things that you can actually do to ameliorate it?
Well, I think that the easiest ameliorating benefit is stopping the drug, restarting at a lower dose, and recognizing that you may be able to dose escalate later, but the further into the toxicity, the longer the patient will be off of treatment before it reverses.
You know, we had Mario Lacouture from Northwestern, who's now developed a whole clinic looking at dermatologic problems with people who are getting biologics, particularly EGFR inhibitors. And I'm kind of curious what you think is going on in terms of the hand-foot that's seen with particularly the TKI, specifically sorafenib, and how it differs from other hand-foots with other agents that we've seen.
Well, I don't think any of us have explained it well. I'll tell you what my own bias is, and that is that we don't realize how much we traumatize our hands and feet every day through our normal activities, and that angiogenesis is part of wound healing. And when you inhibit angiogenesis and inhibit wound healing, you also inhibit the ability for these hands and feet to get better. And that's why when you stop these drugs and you take the person off for a period of time, your hands and feet get better very, very quickly.
Wow, that's interesting. So do you advise patients to be more careful with their hands and feet?
Yes, and in fact, we even ask patients what their occupation is before we start.
Huh.
We talk to them about, do you have to be suspicious about certain things? I mean, we've had golfers that can't golf, who's a retired person, and they say, I can't even get into my shoes. We've had people that are using their hands, and we ask them to be sensitive to the fact that the first thing that they will feel is discomfort in their hands. That's when they need to let us know.